All right, let's flip things over to the women's side of things here in the Ivy League, Jill. And let's look at the Ivy League women's basketball standings as they stand right now. Princeton leading the Ivy at 3-0, 13-3 overall. Penn at 2-1 at 10-5 overall. Brown, Dartmouth, Harvard, Yale all tied with a 1-1 record. Cornell at 1-2 and Columbia at 0-3. Your thoughts on the initial start to the season on the women's side?
Well, I think Princeton, Penn, both of them on track to return to postseason. I think
Can we just lock them in to the tournament? Is that safe to say, Joe? I mean, you got to play the games.
I understand
that.
So many things can happen.
Okay.
You know, injuries
All right.
and...
All right.
But they right now, they're definitely, you know, on track for that postseason.
Okay.
And then I would say Cornell, Columbia, they're kind of, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they finish at the bottom. Those four teams that you listed that are 1-1 and that are all playing this weekend, Brown, Dartmouth, Harvard, Yale, I believe it's going to be those four teams fighting for spot number 3 and spot number 4 to go to the palestra.
And it's very interesting, as you mentioned, Jill, all those teams are going to be meeting this weekend. But let's take a look at last weekend, the action that we saw in the Ancient Eight play on the women's side. We'll start with the Friday night contest. Brown got the revenge over Yale, 81-71, a win down in Providence. And Brown, which is averaging 81 points per game, top scoring offense in the Ivy League, they were able to notch their first league win of the season.
And if you were watching that game, Brown, yes, they have Shayna Mehta and Justine Gaziano, who are two of the top three scorers in the league. But who the spark was, I believe she's a freshman, Brett. You have your computer, you can maybe confirm. But Leonidas, she was a spark that just really propelled them in that
fourth quarter. 4 of 6 shooting, Dominique Leonidas.
And she had some great plays down the stretch, and I had never seen her play, so... Usually it's the, you know, Mehta or Gaziano making those plays. But Leonidas came in, made a spark, and she's a big reason why they won that game.
Gaziano had 20 in the win. Janie White had 17. Mehta with 15. And then you look for the Bulldogs, 21 from Jen Berkowitz, and Tamara Simpson had 11, but really needed that third play to step up. And when you play Brown, you need all hands on deck because that is a team that can score and put up a lot of points.
And you saw Brown playing a little bit of zone, and I felt like it got Yale out of their rhythm. Yale's zone offense, you know, they were kind of stagnant. They didn't get really high percentage looks. And every time Berkowitz gets the ball, there's 2 to 3 girls, you know, collapsing on her.
Looking at the Saturday games, there was only two of them. The early contest saw the Cornell Big Red get their first win of the season in league play over Columbia, 57-47. We'll talk to Dana Smith, head coach of Cornell women's basketball, coming up. But the Big Red, I would imagine, sigh of relief getting that first one off their chest.
I mean, Dana Smith has to just be so proud of their team. I mean, she's lost all of her starters, so the whole non-conference is just lessons learned. And winning in the Ivy is hard. And go flipping on the other side, Columbia losing to a young Cornell team is not good when you have one of the best scorers in all of Ivy history
Camille
on your
Zimmerman,
team.
Yep.
And yeah, Camille Zimmerman, and to lose to a Cornell team, and it was at Columbia, so that it's, you know, I know Meg Griffith is not pleased with her team, and I read that she said everybody is the worst version of themselves right now.
Wow.
So they're flipping lineups, they're trying to figure it out. They're on a 6-game losing streak, and so I'm choosing them to win at Cornell. I think that
on Saturday
losing to them was a wake-up call.
Wow. And the other women's contest that took place last Saturday was Harvard coming out on top on Dartmouth, 76-65. This was a game that the Crimson were really looking forward to the second go-round, Jill. They were not too thrilled with the way they played up here in Hanover. Dartmouth got down early but fought back, and Harvard this time, though, Jeannie Baim wasn't in foul trouble, but she was a trouble all night for the Big Green.
You have to give Harvard credit because Jeannie Baim and Katie Benson didn't really show up at Leed Arena when they played in game one. And so it's all about how you respond. Are you going to, you know, grow from that, or are you going to have a kind of a similar performance? And, you know, like you said, Jeannie Baim had 2 fouls in those first couple seconds, but she dominated inside in game two. And Katie Benson came to play and was scoring inside and outside the arc. And that is why Harvard, in my opinion, will finish in that top 4 because they have players who respond and they hate to lose and they play really, really well at home.
Looking ahead to this weekend's contests, we'll begin with Harvard and Yale, 6 o'clock tip-off at Cambridge, and Harvard looking to put together back-to-back league wins, Yale trying to get back into the swing of things. As we mentioned, that tie for fourth right now, and all those teams at 1-1 all playing this weekend, these are the teams going at it. Your initial thoughts from Harvard and Yale on the women's side?
Like I said, I mean, Harvard was like two different teams, you know, in that game one and game two, but that game two versus Dartmouth at home, they were confident. They definitely feed off of their crowd. They just felt very composed. And so I actually think Harvard's going to sweep this weekend.
Looking at the other matchup, this is a game we'll be calling on local radio here, but it will be on ESPN3 and the Ivy League Network, of course. Brown and Dartmouth, and Brown getting back into the win column last weekend, and they are a team right now, 13 wins on the season, had a 12-game winning streak at one point. You got Dartmouth on one side, who I think we both agree this is a huge weekend for Dartmouth, with Brown on Friday and Yale on Saturday. But just your initial thoughts on this matchup Friday night between Brown and Dartmouth.
I mean, we've talked about it off air, Brett, but they play similar styles. So they both want to look to push. You know, you have Brown, who's averaging 80 points per game. You know, they're not playing much defense. Brown's motto is, we're going to score more points than you. And we've talked to, you know, Coach Koklanis, and she's saying, you know, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to score in the first 8 seconds. And so it's going to be interesting to see if they're going to change the way that they play. You know, they're either going to run with one another or they're going to try to take the air out of the ball and try and get their opponent out of sync.
We talked with Coach Koklanis on her weekly radio show earlier this week. And as she mentioned, you know, when Brown came up here to Hanover, Dartmouth tried to impose their style of will, kind of slow the ball down and, you know, make them play in the half court. And Brown won that convincingly. Then you go to the game down in Providence, and Dartmouth tried to run with them, and Dartmouth wins that game. So it's very interesting on the styles of play and how that will come together on Friday.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game.
All right, there we go. I like the feeling on that one.
Who are you picking to win that?
Oh, boy. I think Dartmouth's better chance of getting a win on Saturday.
I actually agree with that.
I think right now, 60-40 Brown on Friday night. But I think the better chance is on Saturday. Looking at Saturday's contest, Cornell, Columbia, 1 o'clock tip-off in Ithaca. You hinted it early. You think Columbia is going to get this one here on Saturday. We're going to talk to Dana Smith coming up, some interesting insights into her program.
I won't tell her that.
Now, I know we won't mention that to Coach. Imposing figure on the sideline, and even on the phone. But the Lions, you got to feel that this is one they really need.
They absolutely need. You cannot get swept by Cornell and think that you're going to fight for that four spot.
And like you said, you've got the best player in an Ivy League women's basketball in Camille Zimmerman. I mean, again, basketball is a team sport, but that does make up for something when you have someone who puts up a lot of points as Camille Zimmerman does. Saturday matchup, Brown and Harvard. I think this is the game of the night on Saturday evening. And you've got the high-flying Brown Bears, and then you've got Harvard, who will be coming off the Yale matchup. Always got to account for that when it's Yale and Harvard in that emotional rivalry. Your take on this matchup Saturday night in Cambridge?
Like I said, Brett, I think Harvard's going to sweep the weekend. And it's going to be a battle. I mean, none of these games, I mean, that's what's great about this league is all those games are going to be, you know, I would be shocked if there's multiple double point, you know, a double digit wins. I think it's going to be down to a few possessions.
Harvard and Brown, by the way, that game will be televised on NESN for those who have that on their cable package. And then, as we mentioned, Dartmouth and Yale on Saturday. Yale came up here last year and I don't want to say shocked Dartmouth, but really was playing very good basketball at that point. And Allison Guth, knowing last week the disappointing loss on Brown, this is a weekend that they feel that they can pick up some movement in the standings. But I think Dartmouth matches up well in this contest. What say you?
No, I agree. And I think post play is going to be important. You know, whether it's Quiñones, Ice Quiñones, or Olivia Smith going up against Berkowitz. But I believe that Dartmouth's guard play is going to outperform Yale's.
Berkowitz killed the big green up in Hanover last year. So that's someone they're going to have to keep an eye out on.
And also someone they need to keep an eye out on is Tamara Simpson. She's 6th in the nation in steals, and you'll see Yale, they'll sit in a 2-3, and Simpson's at the top of that. So Cy Lippold, Kate Lekowitz, Emily Slagle, they're going to have to, you know where she is at all times, because if she gets a steal, she's getting a layup at the other end.
All right, there you go. Our review and preview of Ivy League basketball, men's and women's. And we'll now go to our expert hotline when we come back. It's Inside Ivy Hoops.